us as Christians, we often encourage each other in humility, right? We're always striving for more humility, less pride, all this stuff. But why do we focus? We focus to practice humility by thinking about our sin, to humble ourselves, to know that we are sinners. And that is true, but who's the greatest example of humility that we reach for? Christ. And what was Christ? He was without sin. So true humility needs to stem from understanding God's glory more, to embrace that we are not God, and the Son, in all his perfection, was the best form of humility, and how we need to strive for that. And that just simply means knowing that how big and great God is, and how much he has us, and how much we need to depend on him. I wanted to stress the importance to you guys this morning of taking ownership of your decisions. It's tough sometimes. It's so easy to place the blame on others and to think your life is caused, or suffering in your life is caused by others strictly. But as much as others have to answer, and they're going to answer for their wrongdoings to you and to others in this life, we are still very much responsible and must take ownership of who we surround ourselves with, who we decide to be in relationships with. Now, not to say that, you know, it's your fault for being mistreated, but there's a certain amount of who we attract is a reflection of who we are. And that might sound difficult to swallow, but if we're constantly surrounding ourselves with bad people, well, something needs to be checked in ourselves. So with that, I mean, what's done is done. If you've are in a relationship or surrounded yourself with bad friends, then there's consequences for those actions. But like I said, they're going to have to answer for themselves as well. But it would do all of you a service to take owner of it, admit that you need to work on yourself, and then start looking to surround yourself with people. So then you're surrounding yourself with good people to lift you up in your new found goodness. Now, this group specifically that I'm talking to is actually all ladies and all who happen to be suffering through some hurts, whether it be abuse or just heartbreak and things like that. So, you know, God, Jesus Christ of the Bible, he is the healer of the brokenhearted. He's the only one that's not going to completely and utterly screw you over in this life. When we put too much faith in others, that's when we get brokenhearted. When we think, or you know, we put all our joy and happiness relies on other people or men or whatever seems to be your main weakness, that's when you're just going to be let down over and over and over again. There is no human being in this world that's going to satisfy you. You might have moments of highs and moments of new excitement with somebody new, but they're not going to be ultimately satisfying. Jesus Christ is the only satisfaction. He offers the only true joy in this life. So this is my whole point of having these text messages, these voice memos, this daily encouragement, because we need to know this. We got to get the focus off of ourselves. I understand depression and suffering and these things can be, I mean, straight up just to a chemical imbalance in ourselves, but we can also change the chemical imbalance in ourselves by taking the focus off of us. Stop pointing your finger at yourself and point it to God and say, God, I need your help. But he hasn't promised to take away our pain in this world, but he has promised us salvation through him in the life to come, and peace and joy and strength to go through whatever we're going through on this earth. So open up your Bible, start reading, start with Mark, the Gospel of Mark. It's in the New Testament, and just find out who Jesus is. Start digging in a little bit, because he's the true and only joy and satisfaction in this life.